stop collaborating and we'll just start the meeting. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, for your participation. We had a terrific round table in the room that I was in. Michael Heitz did a terrific job. Everybody spoke up, and it was interesting and insightful for me, as I'm sure the whole afternoon was for all of the participants. Pam, I thought maybe I'd turn this over to you at this point so you could explain to everybody how we're going to download all of the, you know, thoughts that were just produced. And
all right, so now we're nearing the finish line, and it's a hard job for the people who have to report out, I know. Number one, they have to capture it right, because everybody's going to want to make sure the words are what they said in the room. And number two, you have to keep everybody awake, and we've been doing a great job on that all through the day, so don't lose the steam now. 5 minutes per group, and we'll be taking careful notes. All of this is being preserved for history and for future decision making. Thank you again, and thank you to Susan Keese and her amazing staff for helping us. We'll go, I think it makes sense just to go in order of the number of the groups, starting with number one. 5 minutes, Susan's gonna be a timekeeper. You'll know the clock is running when you get up there. And extra points for being succinct and interesting.
Both?
Yes.
Double if you're funny.
Yeah.
Terry Weaver. Dean Weaver from group number one, facilitated by Maureen Parks. Yes.
We tried to use technology. Save the paper. So regarding, is it coming? Soon? Okay. Regarding the reaction to the panel's discussion, of course, there was great enthusiasm for what was presented. They particularly appreciated Dr. Dunderstadt's comments regarding regional efforts that are underway and the importance of that, as well as the pervasive theme about maintaining the individuality of campuses. There was also appreciation for the stress on the excellence of each institution rather than one university, and the emphasis on really knowing the mission. Dr. Dunderstadt's notion that, in fact, UIC could become the UCLA of Chicago, and the impact of demographics on that was particularly noted. As well as his comments on the centrality of Chicago being an economic driver and the potential for AEU designation. There was note of Dr. Faulkner's emphasis that on the board's job to maybe perhaps guide mission, but it was also to keep the institution off the rocks. He also talked about some of the essence of leadership being at the departmental level, letting those who have the most intimate knowledge to drive decision making. The eight principles were also very instructive that Dr. Faulkner presented, as well as there was appreciation for the significance of the Morale Act and how legislators see the us as doing good for the public, and how to restore the great university for board access in every corner of the state and public good. There's also note of the Land Grant Act and the struggle between that the legislators may have between funding universities as well as healthcare. Question two was how we saw the university's priorities. Of course, there was great emphasis on recruitment and retention of the best faculty, that we compete for high rankings and the selectivity of students. On the one hand, we want to have high-ranked programs, and the other, as pointed out, that could affect our selection of students and considering and providing broad access, and these may play against each other, and how do we achieve both of those goals? There's great competition from the privates, and our not quite nimble hiring system really works against us, that it's sluggish. The fact that faculty don't get tuition support for their children upon appointment, other institutions provide that. That's a deterrent to recruiting the best. And in fact, as we said, some of our hiring managers, the resources for them are limited, and the process has been described as Byzantine.